Where in the Bible will I find all the old law nailed to the cross? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The law of Moses encompasses and includes all of the law which God gave to Israel through Moses and the prophets, Luke 16:29. That law, or no part of that law, was ever given to the Gentiles, Deuteronomy 5:2 and 3. It was usually just called the law, John 1:17. It is called the law of Moses, John 7:23, and other places, because God gave the law to Israel through Moses. The same law was called the law of God or the law of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 34:14, and other places because it was God's law to the children of Israel. Prophecy foretold that this old law would be taken out of the way and a new law given, Hebrews 8:6-13. While Christ was here on earth, he lived, kept, and taught others to keep the law, for it was then still in effect. But when he died, he took it out of the way. Colossians 2:14 says, "Having blotted out the bond written in ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he hath taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross." Christ is high priest, which necessitated removing the old law and bringing in the new one, Hebrews 7:12. The purpose of the cross was to ratify the New Testament by the blood of Jesus Christ, Hebrews 9:7-17. All the old law was fulfilled, for Christ said, "I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill," Matthew 5:17. And he did fulfill the law, did all that was required, and then from the cross he said, "It is finished," John 19:30. That was the end of all the old law. Everyone is subject to Christ today, for he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me," John 14:6. His will, law, or testament is sealed with his own blood, Hebrews 9:12-14, and his will went into effect after his death on the cross, Hebrews 9:15-17. We are now under the New Testament, Hebrews 8:13, Hebrews 9:15, 10:9-10. Paul said, "If we go back to keep any of the old law, then we're severed from Christ and are fallen away from grace," Galatians 5:4. Moses and Elijah's work ended. We are now to hear Jesus, Matthew 17:5.